Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Right now, get a free select tool when you buy the Craftsman V20 2-Pack Battery Kit. Whether it's the backyard, the bathroom, or beyond, Craftsman has the tools to help you power through and get the project done right. Because DIYing is unpredictable, but your tools shouldn't be. Shop Craftsman at Lowe's today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains June 13th through the 23rd. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Just because they seem normal doesn't mean they are. Welcome to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
Picture this. You're serving a life sentence for double murder when the court clerk who helped convict you gets arrested for lying under oath. That's Alec Murdaugh's reality right now, and it might just be his ticket to an unlikely legal comeback. Rebecca Becky Hill, the former Colleton County Clerk of Court who oversaw Murdaugh's 2023 murder trial, was arrested in May 2025 on four felony charges, including perjury and obstruction of justice. Suddenly, Murdaugh's legal team sees daylight where there used to be concrete walls. Before we dive in, let's be clear about what we're dealing with. Alec Murdaugh isn't some wrongfully convicted choir boy. This guy allegedly stole nearly $11 million from vulnerable clients, including the family of his dead housekeeper and a paralyzed man who trusted him with settlement money. He's serving 67 years total for financial crimes on top of two life sentences for murder. Even if he wins a new murder trial, he's never getting out of prison. So why does this matter? Because sometimes the system screws up so badly that we have to fix it, even when the defendant is someone we'd rather forget. Think of it like finding out your least favorite neighbor's house was searched illegally by dirty cops. You still hate your neighbor, but you can't let the cops break the rules. To understand how we got here, you need to grasp just how powerful the Murdaugh family was in South Carolina's Lowcountry. We're talking about a legal dynasty that makes the Kennedys look like newcomers. Alec's great-grandfather, Randolph Murdaugh Sr., became the area's chief prosecutor in 1920. When he died, his son Randolph Jr. took over. When Randolph Jr. died, his son Randolph III stepped in. For 87 straight years, from 1920 to 2007, a Murdaugh served as the elected prosecutor for South Carolina's 14th Judicial Circuit, covering five rural counties. That's not just political influence, that's generational control over who gets charged, who gets plea deals, and who walks free. The family law firm Peters, Murdaugh, Parker, Eltzroth, and Dietrich was equally dominant. If you got hurt in a car accident, injured at work, or needed to sue someone for malpractice, you called the Murdaughs. They represented both sides of the legal system, prosecuting criminals as the solicitor and suing for damages as personal injury lawyers. Imagine if the same family ran both the police department and the bail bondsman operation. That was essentially the Murdaugh setup, and it made them incredibly wealthy and untouchable. Their influence extended beyond courtrooms. The family owned thousands of acres of hunting land where they entertained judges, politicians, and business leaders. They sponsored local charities, funded political campaigns, and had their name on buildings around town. In Hampton County, population 19,000, the Murdaughs weren't just prominent citizens. They were essentially feudal lords. Alex seemed destined to continue this legacy. He joined the family firm after law school and quickly established himself as a successful personal injury attorney. He was charming, well-connected, and knew how to work juries. By the 2010s, he was pulling in millions annually and living like it. Expensive cars, luxury vacations, private jets, and multiple properties, including a beach house and the family's sprawling hunting lodge called Moselle. But Alec had a secret that would eventually destroy everything. He was addicted to opioids and gambling. We're not talking about casual poker games or weekend trips to Atlantic City. This was pathological gambling involving hundreds of thousands of dollars in losses combined with an opioid habit that allegedly cost him tens of thousands monthly. To fund these addictions, prosecutors say Alec developed an elaborate scheme to steal from his own clients. Here's how it allegedly worked. When the law firm won a settlement for a client, Alec would tell them the insurance company was paying less than they actually were, then pocket the difference. Or he'd claim certain expenses needed to be deducted from their settlement, then redirect that money to himself. Sometimes he'd forge checks or create fake invoices. The victims were often people who trusted him completely, families dealing with wrongful death cases, injured workers who couldn't read legal documents, elderly clients who relied on his guidance. One of the most heinous examples involved Gloria Satterfield, the Murdaugh family housekeeper who died in 2018 after allegedly falling down the stairs at their home. Alec encouraged Satterfield's sons to sue him for wrongful death, promising it would help them financially. He then secretly arranged for his college roommate to represent the sons, while Alec's law firm represented himself, creating a fake adversarial relationship. When the insurance companies paid out $4.3 million, Alec allegedly kept most of it. The Satterfield family thought they were getting nothing because there was no money available. They discovered the truth only after Alec's crimes became public. Another victim was Hakeem Pinckney, a deaf man who was paralyzed in a car accident. Alec's firm won him an $8.5 million settlement. But Pinckney alleged that Alec stole over $1 million of it by creating fake expenses and fees. These weren't victimless financial crimes. Alec was allegedly stealing from people who had already suffered devastating losses and were depending on that money for medical care and basic survival. The first crack in Alec's facade appeared in February 2019 when his son Paul, then 19, was charged with boating under the influence causing death. Paul had been driving the family boat while allegedly intoxicated when it crashed, killing 19-year-old Mallory Beach. The case drew intense scrutiny to the Murdaugh family for the first time in decades. Suddenly, their preferred local media coverage wasn't controlling the narrative anymore. National outlets started digging into the family's history and influence. The boat crash lawsuit threatened to expose Alec's financial crimes through discovery proceedings. Beach's family was suing for wrongful death, and their lawyers were demanding financial records that would show where Alec's money was really going. As the legal pressure mounted, Alec's addictions allegedly worsened and his theft from clients escalated. On June 7th, 2021, everything came to a head. That morning, Alec's law firm partners confronted him about missing client funds, specifically $792,000 from a settlement. Alec admitted to taking the money and promised to pay it back, but the partners told him he was being forced out of the firm. That afternoon, Alec's law partners were discussing how to handle the situation when they received word that Alec's wife and son had been found shot to death at Moselle. The crime scene was brutal. Paul, 22, was killed with a shotgun blast to the head, so severe it essentially decapitated him. Maggie, 52, was shot multiple times with a rifle as she apparently tried to run away. The weapons were never found, and there were no witnesses to the actual murders. The scene suggested someone familiar with the property, as the killer would have needed to know the layout and the family's routines. And Alec's behavior immediately after the murder struck investigators as suspicious. He called 911 at 10:07 p.m., claiming he'd just discovered the bodies. But his voice on the call was remarkably calm for someone who'd supposedly just found his family executed. He told police he'd been napping at the house and came down to the kennels to check on his wife and son, but cell phone evidence later showed the victims had been dead for much longer than he claimed. More damaging was Alec's insistence that he hadn't been near the kennels that evening, which was contradicted by a video Paul took on his phone at 8:44 p.m., where Alec's voice can clearly be heard in the background. When confronted with this evidence during trial, Alec finally admitted he'd been at the kennels, but claimed he'd lied because his opioid-addled brain wasn't working properly. Prosecutors argued this proved Alec was willing to lie about anything, including murder. 3 months after the murders, Alec's financial crimes became public when he was accused of misappropriating settlement funds. Rather than face the music, Alec allegedly staged his own assassination attempt, hiring a distant cousin to shoot him on a rural road so his surviving son, Buster, could collect life insurance money. The plan failed when the cousin's gun misfired, and Alec suffered only a superficial head wound. Both men were eventually charged in connection with the fake shooting. As Alec's legal troubles mounted, more alleged victims came forward. The total amount of money prosecutors say he stole eventually reached nearly $11 million. Former clients described trusting Alec completely and being devastated to learn their settlements had been pilfered. Some had lived for years thinking they'd received nothing from their cases, only to discover Alec had actually received substantial payments on their behalf. The murder trial began in January 2023 in Walterboro, about an hour from where the crimes occurred. The prosecution's case was largely circumstantial but compelling. They argued Alec killed his family because he was about to be exposed as a massive thief, and murdering Maggie and Paul would generate sympathy that might help him weather the scandal. They pointed to his lies about being at the kennels, the convenient timing of the murders just hours after his confrontation with law partners, and his pattern of deception in other areas of his life. The defense argued there was no physical evidence linking Alec to the murders and that he loved his family too much to kill them. They suggested the real killer might have been someone seeking revenge for Paul's boat crash case or the family's prosecutorial history. They portrayed Alec as a flawed man whose drug addiction led to poor decisions but not murder. The prosecution's star witness was Alec himself. Over 2 days on the stand, he admitted to lying repeatedly to investigators and acknowledged his extensive drug use and financial crimes. But he maintained his innocence on the murders, claiming he would never hurt his family despite admitting he'd hurt them financially through his theft and drug use. The jury deliberated for just 3 hours before returning guilty verdicts on all charges. Judge Clifton Newman sentenced Alec to life in prison without parole, calling his crimes particularly egregious because he'd betrayed the trust placed in him as both a lawyer and a member of a family that had served the public for nearly a century. But the story didn't end there. Within months of his conviction, Alec's legal team filed a motion for a new trial based on allegations that Becky Hill, the court clerk, had improperly influenced the jury. Multiple jurors came forward claiming Hill had made comments during the trial suggesting Alec was guilty and encouraging them to watch his body language and not be fooled by his testimony. Hill denied these allegations during a January 2024 hearing, testifying under oath that she had never discussed the case with jurors or shared sealed evidence with anyone outside the court system. based largely on her testimony and the fact that 11 of 12 jurors said they weren't influenced by her alleged comments, Judge Jean Toll denied the motion for a new trial. That seemed to be the end of it until May 2025, when Hill was arrested on charges that directly contradicted her sworn testimony. The perjury charge alleges she lied when she denied sharing sealed evidence with third parties. The obstruction charge relates to allegedly providing crime scene photos to people outside the court system, possibly including media contacts connected to her book deal. The misconduct charges involve using her position to promote her book and taking unauthorized bonuses from county funds. The book itself, Behind the Doors of Justice, The Myrtle Murders, became a bestseller and launched Hill into minor celebrity status. She appeared on podcasts, gave interviews, and spoke at events about her experience overseeing the trial. Critics argued she was profiting from her position in a way that was inappropriate for a court official, but Hill defended her actions as simply sharing her unique perspective on a historic case. The criminal charges against Hill have fundamentally changed the landscape of Murdaugh's appeal. If she was lying under oath about her conduct during the trial, it calls into question everything about the January 2024 hearing that denied his new trial motion. More importantly, it provides concrete evidence of misconduct that goes beyond the he said, she said nature of the original jury tampering allegations. Legal experts are divided on how much Hill's charges actually help Murdaugh's case. The competing legal standards for jury tampering create a complex analytical framework. Under South Carolina's State versus Green standard, Murdaugh would need to prove Hill's alleged misconduct actually influenced the jury's verdict. This is difficult when 11 jurors testified they weren't swayed by her comments. But under the federal Remmer standard, any improper contact with jurors by court officials creates a presumption of prejudice, shifting the burden to prosecutors to prove the contact was harmless. The distinction matters because court officials have the inherent authority over jurors who might view their statements as carrying judicial approval, even when they shouldn't. The case has broader implications for how high-profile trials are managed in the social media age. Hill's alleged behavior represents a collision between traditional judicial restraint and modern celebrity culture, where proximity to famous cases can translate into book deals, speaking fees, and media appearances. The question becomes how to maintain the integrity of judicial proceedings when court personnel see opportunities for personal advancement. For Murdaugh, the irony is that his potential salvation comes from someone else allegedly manipulating the same legal system. He's accused of corrupting for decades. Whether he ultimately gets a new trial or remains in prison for life, the case has already exposed uncomfortable truths about how fame and money can corrupt even the most fundamental institutions of justice. And the timeline for resolution stretches well into 2026, with the possibility of federal appeals extending the process even longer. But regardless of the legal outcome, the Murdaugh saga has already achieved something significant. It's shown how quickly power and privilege can collapse when the systems that protect them are finally forced to account for their failures. And in a state where one family controlled the levers of justice for nearly a century, that might be the most important verdict of all.
In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
Well, they said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed in the shadows.
I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you've taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, how to best kill somebody with a knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed? for so long.
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Everything from clothing to household items are getting more expensive each day. The world of fast fashion has complicated clothing production by shipping cheap parts around the world to whoever can sew them the cheapest. And now you, the consumer, are paying the price with rising costs. American Giant is about keeping things simple and close to home. They aren't affected by tariffs because their products never leave the U.S. Skip the tariff and snag yourself American-made clothing with American Giant. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
I can't tell you how often I hear, oh, I'm a little OCD. I like things neat. That's not OCD. I'm Howie Mandel, and I know this because I have OCD. Actual OCD causes relentless unwanted thoughts. What if I did something terrible and forgot? What if I'm a bad person? Why am I thinking this terrible thing? It makes you question absolutely everything, and you'll do anything to feel better. OCD is debilitating, but it's also highly treatable with the right kind of therapy. Regular talk therapy doesn't cut it. OCD needs specialized therapy. That's why I want to tell you about NoCD. NoCD is the world's largest virtual therapy provider for OCD. Their licensed therapists provide specialized therapy virtually, and it's covered by insurance for over 155 million Americans. If you think you might be struggling with OCD, visit NoCD.com to schedule a free 15-minute call and learn more. That's NoCD.com.
McCrispy strips are now at McDonald's. Tender, juicy, and its own sauce. Would you look at that? Well, you can't see it, but trust me, it looks delicious. New McCrispy strips, now at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Everything from clothing to household items are getting more expensive each day. American Giant is about keeping things simple and close to home. They aren't affected by tariffs because their products never leave the U.S. Support American-made, tariff-free clothing with American Giant. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.